930 WFMD.
Why are you smiling?
I'm just happy.
What are you so happy about?
September 27th is National Chocolate Milk Day.
And that means
today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
They've got chocolate milk now?
Today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
Do you have chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
Do you like chocolate milk?
Get some chocolate milk.
It's Chocolate Milk Day.
Somebody get me some chocolate milk.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
That's great.
This is ridiculous. Right now.
Ooh.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Let's do it.
Hit it. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head along. Rest assured, your adventure is worth. Radio show, it has to happen.
It is 5:14 at WFMD. And the Morning News Express is on the air. Rise and shine for a Monday, September 27th, 2021. And you are locked in to the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express right here on News Radio 930 WFMD. 270 days into the year. That means there are 95 days left. The fair is past. And I guess the next big thing is Christmas cash for kids as we look to Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas. It's not too far away. Trust me, it'll be here before you know it. And it's Monday. It's the start of another week. The morning mayor checking in for work at 6:10. Chris Murray will be back with us fresh off a Cal showing in Harrisburg all last week, and he'll be back with the business update at 5:50. Of course, Nate Saunders in the award-winning newsroom and Diana Gibson checking the roads for you all morning long as we check traffic and weather together on the 8th. But what a game. What a game in Detroit yesterday. And we have reaction right now in sports.
930 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, Justin Tucker did what a game yesterday in Detroit.
Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good!
Off the crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good! Time has expired. Justin Tucker with the longest field goal in NFL history.
Yeah, Jerry Sandusky on the Ravens radio network in for head coach John Harbaugh. He knew he had the right guy in the right position.
You have a kicker like that, you want to give him an opportunity like that. And for him to come through like that is just historic.
And a final score, 19-17. Yesterday in Buffalo, Josh Allen had quite a game.
The final score here at Ligonier High School is Ligonier 54, Oakdale 53.
Well, sorry about that. High school football, yeah, that was quite a game as well, 54-53, but the Bills getting it done 43-21 against Washington, 5:16 at WFMD.
Good morning, WFMD News. COVID booster shots are available in Frederick County for those 65 and older who've received their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, along with those 18 and older who have underlying medical conditions or are at increased risk of contracting COVID due to their workplace or institutional settings. The boosters are available at the Health Department Clinic being held at 800 Oak Street, as well as local doctor's offices and pharmacies. Four teenagers have been charged with a plot to attack a Pennsylvania high school in 2024 on the 25th anniversary of the massacre at Colorado's Columbine High School. A 15-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy are charged as adults, and two other teenagers face juvenile charges in the plan to attack Dunmore High School outside Scranton on April 20th, 2024. Investigators say the girl's mother told police that her daughter was obsessed with Columbine. A Molotov cocktail, components for bombs, writings on how to make bombs, and handwritten lists of guns, ammunition, and tactical gear, complete with prices, were found in the girl's home. And a horrifying moment occurred before the start of the San Diego Padres game against the Atlanta Braves on Saturday night. San Diego police said a woman and her child died after falling from the third level of the ballpark. Police say a 40-year-old woman and 2-year-old boy were pronounced dead shortly after 4 p.m. It wasn't clear whether the fall was accidental or intentional. The father was at the ballpark when the fall occurred. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We continue to see delays on 70 eastbound going through Myersville this morning for road work. Frederick to Baltimore, no problems. 194 southbound is quiet. Taneytown to 26, 15 southbound, no delays. From Thurmont to Frederick and 270 southbound, you're running at a good pace. Urbana to Rockville. We still have that road closure, though, on 355 at Little Bennett Creek. And that is your 930 WFMD traffic. A service to Frederick Air and Bryant, whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD sky scan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
All right, Dino, 59 outside of our WFMD studios today as we go up to the 80s, but it's going to be the low 80s, not uncomfortable, but nice enough to still associate the temperatures with fall as we are in fall, September 27, 2021. Again, 519 at WFMD.
Looking to make a career change? A&B Luck Plumbing and Heating in Damascus is looking to fill several positions. If you are an experienced plumber, helper, or someone willing to learn the business, call 301-253-5283. That's 301-253-5283. If you enjoy working in a busy and growing environment with great benefits, signing bonus available, just call to discuss. Training provided, ablluckplumbing.com or call 301-253-5283. Apply today.
This is Chris Murray. The state of affairs we find ourselves in has left many with questions and concerns regarding their investments and retirement. As a professional financial advisor for over 3 decades and a fiduciary, I've experienced much. So I'll say this to you. After a year of total economic chaos like this last one, I think you deserve to hear an objective second opinion from a friend you can trust. I hope you'll let me be that friend.
Call Murray Financial Group today at 301-682-9876. That's 301-682-9876. Or go to MurrayFinancialGroup.com.
Have you ever thought about creating a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that's uniquely you? When you work with Colonial Jewelers on a custom design, you have so many options. You can select a diamond or gem and choose the perfect setting, or you can take an existing piece and reinvent it. You can even start from scratch and design something from the ground up. No matter which custom design option you choose, you'll be working with our experienced master jeweler and designers, so you can be sure your finished piece is the same Colonial Jewelers quality you know you can trust. If you can dream it, we can do it at Colonial Jewelers.
Get breaking local news first, straight to your phone. Just turn on notifications on the WFMD app, free from News Radio 930.
It is 521 on WFMD, the premier Dental Arts Morning News Express for a Monday. I know Monday may not be a favorite day for you, but it is still the beginning of the week. And we have to tackle it with the same intensity and enthusiasm that we do every day. Or do we? I don't know. I go back to that movie Office Space, The Curse of the Mondays, and it is very real for people. But you know the good thing? We're in it together. You're not alone in your thought process. We're in this thing together. Monday, September 27th, aside from what was a really great weekend for local and regional sports. Of course, the Ravens getting that victory. And many of you may be turned off by the political landscape of the NFL. And trust me, it bothers me too when I look at the back of the end zone and, you know, I see these social justice messages and I just chalk it up to the corporate rhetoric that sponsors the NFL because a lot of these guys just want to play football, but I try to look past it. I do, and then when I report on sports, I try to just stick to the action on the field. But sometimes
It does bleed over and it does get annoying. I get it. Let's just, celebrate the achievements of the athletes and try to look past the messages, even though they may be hard. Elsewhere around the region, Loudoun County, man, it just, it saddens me, surprises me, and sometimes it's shocking how far left Loudoun County School Board has become. After months of controversy surrounding meetings, the Loudoun County School Board is updating its guidelines for public participation. Now, if I'm living in Loudoun County, although Loudoun County has taken a sharp left-hand turn, I am trying to get to the polls and vote out whatever school board members are causing such a distraction and such a change in the traditional way that we meet at meetings. And if we don't pay attention, the Frederick County School Board will be next. Listen to this. Those who want to participate in public comment must now meet certain criteria according to a press release. Here are the four criteria that must be met in order to participate in the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board meeting sessions. They must be residents of Loudoun County, including its incorporated towns, owners of businesses located in whole or part in Loudoun County, Loudoun County public school students, parents and guardians of Loudoun County public school students that live outside of Loudoun County, or Loudoun County public school employees. Those who wish to speak to the school board must also provide proof of the criteria listed. And listen to this. I mean, this is like getting documentation from the DMV. And isn't it interesting that you have to provide proof when, providing proof could be considered racist in some parts. So in order to participate in Loudoun County public schools, you have to bring a utility bill from 2021 with the resident's name and a Loudoun County address, a mortgage or rental lease agreement. I'm not making this stuff up. And it must display the resident's name and current street address, a current employee ID or student ID, an email or letter from the Loudoun County Public Schools to the parent of the 2021-2022 school year regarding a currently enrolled LCPS student, or a student report card. Wow. And listen to what the school board said. Quote, "The school board is making these changes in order to ensure that the voices of our parents in the LCPS community are heard rather than out-of-town agitators who would make board meetings a platform for national politics or to enhance their own media profiles. An informal survey of our neighboring jurisdictions shows that Loudoun County Public School Board is one of the few government bodies that has minimal restrictions on speakers. Even with these changes, the school board has some of the most open public comment practices in our region," close quote. So, wow, they are taking every measure, it seems like, to silence voices that may speak from out of town. Now, they have become a hotbed of controversy for critical race theory and other things. In fact, a couple of months ago, and I'd love to know if the person that was arrested at that school board was from out of town, but they've drawn a lot of controversy nationally for the alleged indoctrination of students and so on and so forth. Other big news out of Maryland, though, but it may affect local hospitals, and we're watching very closely. New York Governor Kathy Hochul considering employing the National Guard and out-of-state medical workers to fill hospital staffing shortages, with tens of thousands of workers possibly losing their jobs for not meeting a Monday deadline for mandated COVID-19 vaccinations. Isn't this interesting? Because New York was the epicenter for the COVID-19 pandemic. And don't you remember former Governor Andrew Cuomo hailing these people as heroes? Now they're villains if they don't get vaccinated. Hochul said the state was also looking at using National Guard officers with medical training to keep hospitals and other medical facilities adequately staffed. Some 16% of the state's 450,000 hospital staff and roughly 72,000 workers have not been fully vaccinated. How do you fill a void like that? The plan comes amid a broader battle between state and federal government leaders pushing for vaccine mandates to help counter the highly infectious Delta variant of the novel coronavirus, and workers who are against inoculation requirements, some are objecting on religious grounds. 528 at WFMD, so kind of two stories that caught my eyes this morning, both local and national, but very well could affect us here in Frederick County. 528 at WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. You could also interact with us on social media at 930-WFMD.
A man who died in a fiery crash last week in Dickerson has been identified. More on that next, WFMD News.
I'm Dr. Michelle Ware. I'm the owner of Premier Dental Arts here in Frederick. We see all ages. Many people have been coming to us since they were little kids, and now they're bringing their children in. So it's nice to see all the multi-generations, and we really get to know our patients as family. We pretty much do everything when it comes to dentistry, from fillings and crowns, implants, root canals, periodontal treatment, gum disease treatment.
Call 301-662-0222 or check them out on the web at pdadental.net.
930 WFMD. Traffic and weather on the 8s.
We've got an issue on 70 eastbound this morning in the Myersville area. It's an accident. So if you're seeing some delays on that portion of 70 eastbound, that is why. And then going from Frederick into Baltimore, there are no issues. You know, looks good on 270 southbound, still from Frederick going through Gaithersburg and Rockville, and then getting onto either loop at the Capitol Beltway. But 355 is shut down in Urbana in between Campus Drive and Big Woods Road. And that's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this morning, sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55, sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
Todd, thank you. 59 in the city of Frederick right now, WFMD.
WFMD News Time, 5:30.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
A Hagerstown man has been found guilty of rape. Thursday in Frederick County Circuit Court, a jury found 54-year-old Clifford Barnett guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. On September 30th, 2019, Frederick police responded to a home in the 600 block of Taney Avenue for a report of a rape. Detectives learned that a woman, a male friend, and Barnett had socialized the night before. The three went back to the woman's house to socialize more and to sleep. Several hours later, the woman woke up to Barnett sexually assaulting her. She began screaming, and he ran out of the residence. Barnett will be sentenced at a later date. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
I'm Sal Giangrasso. A big week's shaping up for President Biden's domestic agenda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Sunday House Democrats will pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill this week.
You know, I'm never bringing a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes.
Pelosi, speaking there on ABC's This Week, also predicted Democrats will come to an agreement on the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package, despite the big differences between moderates and progressives. President Biden said,
I'm optimistic about this week. It's going to take the better part of the week, I think.
He commented upon returning to the White House Sunday. A deeper probe into a deadly weekend train wreck.
A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board is at the scene of Saturday's deadly Amtrak derailment near Joplin, Montana. The accident killed three people and sent seven others to the hospital.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Booster shots against COVID-19 are available in Frederick County.
Spokeswoman Rissa Watkins with the local health department said the agency has been planning for the day it can offer the Pfizer vaccine as a booster. She said the vaccines are available now and there is an adequate supply.
Vaccine is readily available in the community right now. So it's you can check your local pharmacy, urgent care centers. You can always check with your health care provider. This is a great time to check and get your COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine.
Watkins says those eligible for the booster are individuals who've received their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, people 65 and older, persons 18 to 64 who have underlying medical conditions, or those at increased risk of contracting COVID at their workplaces or institutional settings. She says those who've received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are not eligible at this time for boosters, as the FDA and CDC are still reviewing the data. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter for up-to-the-minute news at 930 WFMD. Anyone planning a trip later this year, such as during the holidays, may want to seriously consider purchasing travel insurance. Regina Ali with AAA Mid-Atlantic says this type of insurance will provide protection if you must cancel your trip. Ali says if you purchase travel insurance, get a policy that has a cancel for any reason component, which gives you extra protection. Before you sign up for any policy, speak with a travel advisor.
You really should work with a travel advisor to help you navigate what policy, what travel insurance options are out there. They vary greatly, and a knowledgeable travel advisor can help you understand the various policies.
According to a recent survey done for AAA, 55% of Americans say they will be taking a trip sometime before the end of this year, but only 31% say they will purchase travel insurance because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And John Seaburn, president of the Hagerstown Aviation Museum, says the museum wants to create an expo and event center.
We've been holding events for, 15 years now here on the airport. And we were doing like once a month, we would bring all the airplanes together and the public could come out and take an airplane ride, walk through the big airplanes. And but we always had this vision of a museum event space combination.
This year's Wings and Wheels Expo was on September 11th, and it helped raise money to create the event center.
And that would also help keep the museum going, but at the same time, it would expose a lot more people to the history, the stories, the airplanes, and also be a sort of an economic driver for tourism and everything else that goes along with that here locally.
They say it is an economic development project for the area. You can now text your news and traffic tips to WFMD at 301-694-9363. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
September is Hunger Action Month. At WISE, we're taking action. The WISE Fight Hunger campaign works diligently, providing monetary and food donations to those in need. You can help too. Let's work together to help the 42 million Americans struggling with hunger. Just $1 can provide 6 meals. One simple donation can feed many. We can make a real difference. Stop by your neighborhood WISE markets to see how you can join the WISE Fight Hunger campaign.
It is time for the Hollywood headlines brought to you by Berryville Graphics. They have job openings now in Fairfield, Martinsburg, and in Berryville. Well, Nicolas Cage got thrown out of an upscale bar in Las Vegas extremely drunk. The staff apparently mistook him for a homeless man since he was, according to eyewitnesses, completely drunk and being rowdy. There's a video footage of the incident online right now making its rounds. Neither him nor his rep had a comment on the situation. Sarah Jessica Parker has finally spoken out on the death of Willie Garson. As we told you, the 57-year-old passed away last week. His family member confirmed that the cause was pancreatic cancer. The Sex and the City star posted a series of pictures from their lives together on Instagram. Her caption was a tribute to their 30-plus year friendship. And J.K. Simmons' home was burglarized on Thursday night. One of his workers showed up to the house to find the glass door smashed. Simmons and his wife were out of town at the time. As we told you, Nick Cannon has a propensity to make a lot of babies, and he's talking to his therapist, who suggests that maybe he put the brakes on baby making after welcoming his fourth in less than a year. How do you find time, Nick Cannon? His therapist told him he should be celibate. For the record, he's fathered four babies under a year. I think he's the father of eight or nine. The statement comes less than a month after he vowed to keep having children. And that, my friends, is a look at your Hollywood headlines. It is 5:38 on WFMD and WFMD.com. Now let's check traffic, MTA, and weather together.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
On 70 eastbound, as you are coming from Hagerstown going through Frederick County, you're going to be tapping the brake lights ever so slightly, if that, as you're going by 17 in Myersville. Accident vehicles off to the shoulder of the roadway, so really not an issue going from Hagerstown in towards Frederick this morning. 270 southbound continues to see that nice steady pace, leaving 85, proceeding in towards 495. 15, no delays from Point of Rocks to Leesburg, as well as 340 eastbound Harper's Ferry to Frederick. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
All right, it is 539. Before I bring on Kirk Kroenke, I want him to check this sound bite out. So this is the Detroit Lions radio call. And let me bring him up here, Kurt. This is the Detroit Lions radio call after Justin Tucker hits that 66-yard field goal. This is hilarious. Check this out, Kurt.
Tucker's ready. There's the snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is off the crossbar and through. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that is hilarious, man. Did you hear that, Kurt?
I did hear it, yes.
Oh, man, that's they couldn't even believe it. They were all set up. And I didn't play the first part where he was lining up and they're like, yeah, this would be a big win for the Lions. And here comes the field goal. This would be the longest in NFL history. And and it bounced through the crossbar and you could just hear the energy and emotion just come out like air out of a balloon, I guess.
And the other is the TV coverage from the perspective of back from the end zone where you can see it bounce up and everybody's like, yeah, yeah, and then it goes the other way.
I think we'll be talking about this field goal for weeks because it was that historic.
Yes, indeed. 66 yards.
Yes, yeah, so prior to Justin Tucker's field goal, there was a 64-yard field goal that Matt Prater hit for Denver against Tennessee. But, you know,
and before that, it was, remember, Rick Dempsey, wasn't it?
Yeah. Or was it Jack Dempsey?
It was a Dempsey, for sure.
Yeah,
he played for the Saints, I think.
And yeah, because I think Rick Dempsey was an Oriole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was it? Yeah. You may be right. Yeah,
we'll check into that. Anyway, it's 5:41, Kurt. What's going on with the MTA commute this morning?
Well, we're looking good on the Brunswick line of MARC trains. We have no delays to report right now. And train 892, look for that to leave Frederick at 6:05, stopping in Monocacy at 6:12. On to Washington for a 7:56 arrival. And train 872 makes a stop in Point of Rocks at 5:51, Barnesville at 6:01, as it heads to a 7:09 arrival at Union Station. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Kirk Kroenke on WFMD.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
All right, Dino, thank you. 59 on top of Grove Hill Road right now in WFMD. We have 60 in Urbana, 57 in Thurmont, Adamstown, Buckeystown, and Damascus. It is 542 at WFMD.
Is your home the biggest financial investment you will ever make? Is your home a statement about you? Putman Plumbing provides quality care whenever we are in a home, showing the same respect to every aspect that you care about. In order to keep your home at the highest resale value, maintenance is a key requirement. Our team provides that white glove care with our Putman Plus program. How about giving us a chance to show you our award-winning service style and decide for yourself if the Putman Plus membership is right for your home's preservation? 301-371-4395.
Looking to make a career change? Want to work for a company with great medical benefits, including dental, vision, and 401k? Martin Brower, the area's leaders for food supply in the fast food industry, is now hiring CDLA truck drivers for local delivery. First year salary, $88,000 to $115,000. Paid weekly, delivering in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and Delaware. Drivers will be home daily. Text MBJobs to 250-00 to apply today. Join the Martin Brower private fleet today and text MBJobs to 250-00 today.
Frederick and surrounding counties are listening to 930.
Well, I work on a computer, so I listen to it all day.
WFMD.
It is 543 on WFMD. We are 7 minutes away from the return of Chris Murray with the business update as we give you the latest and the greatest news from the world of business here on WFMD. 543. How many of us just detest robocalls? You know, last week I got like 6 or 7 in a matter of an hour. Well, the deadline for phone companies to block robocalls is next week, and representatives for AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile all said Friday that they will meet that deadline. Thank goodness. But speaking of that deadline, here's a message I got on my cell phone like a couple of minutes ago. Weird.
Hello, this is Robocall Rebecca. I've been trying to get you to update the warranty on your car for the last 6 years. Unfortunately, due to the new FCC law going into effect, this is goodbye forever. You will not be getting any more random calls from me in the middle of your workday. Now, if you want to update the warranty on your car or win a fake cruise from a scam company, you will have to find me, Rebecca, the loneliest robot in the land. Hold that thought. There's no law restricting text messaging yet? Score. I'll be texting you soon. Ha ha.
Yeah, text messages are soon. You know, I'm trying to see who is selling my information, because very clearly there is a company that I deal with, whether it's a cell phone company, an insurance company, some credit card company. Somebody is selling my information, because never before have I received this many calls that come up on my phone as scam likely. And they're not calling about anything. I don't even know what the point is. They're not calling about anything. They're just wasting my time, driving me crazy, and frustrating me beyond belief. 545 at WFMD, Big Dan Sports. Let's check it right now.
930 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, I thought I'd play the call again. Here is the call. Justin Tucker, 66-yard field
Tucker's
goal.
Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good!
Crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good! Time has expired. Justin Tucker with the longest field goal in NFL history.
66 yards. Jerry Sandusky on the call, and the Ravens escape with a 19-17 victory. In Buffalo, it was Josh Allen, 358 yards, dissecting the Washington football defense as the Bills cruise to a 43-21 win. Head coach Ron Rivera.
We got beat today, and the things that we have to correct, we will most certainly continue to work on.
And the Washington football team suffers that loss. Last night, maybe as you were asleep, Mason Crosby hit a last-second field goal on a drive engineered by Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers escape with a 30-28 victory.
Kick to the uprights, and it is good! It is good! It is good!
Packers radio on the call, and amazing game at Linganore as Linganore beats Oakdale on Friday night. A game heard right here on WFMD, 54-53, 547.
Good morning, WFMD News. A Hagerstown man has been found guilty of rape. Thursday in Frederick County Circuit Court, a jury found 54-year-old Clifford Barnett guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. Detectives learned that a woman, a male friend, and Barnett had socialized the night before. The three went back to the woman's house to socialize more and to sleep. Several hours later, the woman woke up to Barnett sexually assaulting her. She began screaming, and he ran out of the residence. Barnett will be sentenced at a later date. Friends of Gabby Petito said goodbye to the 22-year-old on Sunday at her funeral in Long Island, New York. A prayer card contained a poem titled Let It Be, a phrase Petito had tattooed to her arm. During her service, both her father and her stepfather spoke. Authorities are still searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who's been named a person of interest in Petito's murder. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday told reporters that the nearly 15,000 migrants who were camped out under the bridge at Del Rio last week were not tested for COVID-19, and he does not know if anyone got sick with the virus while there. He said that the U.S. had 150 medical personnel there to deal with the health issues the migrants may have had, and that medical facilities were set up in the area. Mayorkas said that up to 30,000 people were encountered in Del Rio since September 9th, and that as many as 15,000 were concentrated there at one time. I'm Nate Saunders. I'm in Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
No problems on 270 southbound this morning from Frederick to Rockville, and then getting onto either loop at the Capitol Beltway. Well, 355, it is open. It is open, so you can go from Frederick in through Montgomery County with ease. No issues. 194 southbound from Tawnytown to 26. And that is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties for this morning: sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon, gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55. Sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, thank you. It is 59 in the city of Frederick right now. 57 in Thurmont, Adamstown, Buckeystown, 60 in Urbana, and 60 in Gaithersburg. It is now 5:50, the business update with Chris Murray returning to the show coming up next.
Hi, this is Becca with Hafer's Guns, and I have a secret.
We're expecting!
Are you kidding me?
Not a baby, silly. A new location.
Oh, thank baby Jesus.
Hafer's Guns is proud to welcome a Falling Waters, West Virginia location to the family. Please join us to celebrate October 1st and October 2nd for our grand opening. Two fantastic locations.
It's bigger.
Hafer's Guns, proud to be the best gun shop in the tri-state area. 15411 National Pike in Hagerstown, and now 6541 Williamsport Pike, Falling Waters, West Virginia. Hafer's Guns, your one-stop gun shop.
Pew, pew.
Like the final play that wins the game. Frederick Air, it's a good call. Like taking your umbrella cause it felt like rain. Frederick Air, it's a good call. Home's not the same without the comfort in it, but your solution's just a number away. So start with one call and end with a smile. Call 301-663-0300.
Driver needed. AllShred Inc. Mobile Document and Media Destruction Company is looking for a local route driver to help with their growing business. Work for a locally owned company with local roots that is a leader in the industry and receive great pay. To apply, call 301-874-1480. That's 301-874-1480. Advance your career today. Learn more about AllShred Inc. at AllShredMD.com.
930 WFMD Business Update.
At 5:51, it is time for the business update with Chris Murray, and he is back after a week off. Chris, congratulations, and welcome back to the show. We did miss you, my friend. Markets inched higher last week.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. It's good to be back. Thanks. They were up. We saw the Dow up 0.5%, as well as the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ eked out a gain. It was up just 0.1%, so obviously, it was a crazy week last week when it came to trading, a lot of whipsaw action, but the three major indices did end positive. And we see our futures are mixed this morning. things are positive in Europe, and they were mixed in Asia last night.
China's Evergrande, Chris, getting a pass from its auditor. What kind of pass did they get? I'm sick of China getting passes from the U.S. government.
Yeah, I mean, what we saw was that last year when China's Evergrande, which caused a lot of the chaos last week, was evaluated by its auditor, PricewaterhouseCoopers, they basically got a clean bill of health in their annual report. So, you know, what they failed to say was that the company might have some problems over the next 12 months staying afloat. So they really should have had a more in-depth warning in that annual report, and it was missing. So in a sense, that means that investors, whether it was the stock of the company or bonds that they issued, were misled or at least didn't have all the information that they should have had.
Chris Murray on the business update here on WFMD. It's 5:53. Chris, no surprise here that new home sales are rising again. They were up much more in August than they were, I think, the previous month.
Yeah, it was nice to see purchases of new single-family homes were up 1.5% at a 740,000 annualized pace. So that was up from that higher number that we saw in July, actually revised higher in July. A nice solid report. It showed that the annual, the median sales price of a new home held at that record $390,900. So continues to show a lot of strength in the new housing sales division.
And Chris, banks are pushing back on proposed legislation.
There's this proposal from the Biden administration that could force banks to turn over our information, our account information, to the Internal Revenue Service. Banks and customers are saying it's an overreach, it's more government involvement, it's going to cause costs to go up that'll be passed on to the customer. And obviously, more government you have, that means less growth, less reinvestment, et cetera.
All right, Chris, so what are we watching this week ahead?
Boy, it's really a busy week. We have 12 Federal Reserve speeches, a couple regional surveys. Today we get durable goods orders. We get personal income and spending, consumer confidence reports. So there's going to be plenty on the docket.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. And again, welcome back. We'll talk to you next hour when the Morning Mayor joins us. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
All right, Chris Murray with the business update. At 5:55, coming up next, George Carlin on the Belly Buster. And yes, I checked it, no swearing, but this particular Belly Buster is from his 1990 album, Parental Advisory. 5:55 at WFMD.
Dave, how would you describe our technicians?
Smoking hot.
During winter, you mean?
Yeah, Diana, and super cool in the summer.
Oh, I see. And how would you describe me, Dave?
You know, I can't talk about that stuff in public, Diana.
For that, I'm thankful. And thankful for our talented, courteous, and professional techs.
Me too, because of them, I guarantee great service, and I put my name on it.
Everybody raves for Dave's.
This is Tom Collins, formerly from Middletown, Maryland. I stay informed with 930 WFMD.
WFMD's Belly Buster, a service of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs.
We got us a mid-sized dog. Knee high, just about like this size here. Best size dog you can own, by the way. Most people know this is the ideal size dog to have. You know why? Anybody comes to visit you, the first thing that dog does is take his nose and put it
right in their crotch.
Ooh. Ooh. He smells my dog. No, Marge, I don't believe that's the animal he has in mind. And people get embarrassed by that, don't they? Especially the owner of the dog. The owner gets more embarrassed than the other person, saying, "Stop that. Will you stop that? Stop it. I'm awfully sorry about this." Not me. I say, "Get in there and get some of that. Get in there, sniff that thing out. Go on. So go around the back. Check it out in the back now. Sniff that other thing in the back there. Huh? What's that? Well, there's two different smells he likes. What can I tell you, huh? Don't pay him no attention. He'll be finished in about a half an hour. So listen, Reverend, it's real nice of you to...
It is 5:57 at WFMD. One of my good friends in life is Senator Doug Mastriano. He's a Pennsylvania senator. And this from the Herald Mail this morning, which I don't think too much of the Herald Mail. I think they print a lot of garbage, a lot of left-wing propaganda. But State Senator Doug Mastriano, the article reads, has been banned from attending private GOP meetings in the latest escalation of his ongoing feud with Republican leadership. I knew Doug was rubbing Rhino Republicans wrong in Harrisburg, but I didn't know how bad it had gotten. The Herald Mail actually said that Doug Mastriano does not grant interviews to journalists. They actually said that he does not grant interviews. Couldn't be further from the truth. He's been on this show multiple times, but he doesn't grant interviews to journalists. It also said that he's known for his propaganda being put out on right-wing radio, whatever that is. 5:58 at WFMD. These woke newspapers, man, you can't trust them, including our own local newspaper, but you certainly can't trust the Herald Mail. They haven't printed the truth about the city of Hagerstown flawed leadership in years. Why would you trust them now? 5:58 at WFMD. The morning mayor joining us in 12 minutes. Let's check sports.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
70 eastbound. We are seeing delays as you're moving out of the South Mountain area in towards Myersville. There's an accident before 17 off to the right shoulder, but you're having a delay as you are coming up past the accident. Beyond that, it is steady on 70 eastbound through Braddock Heights, getting in towards Baltimore. 270 southbound delays are in between Urbana and Hyattstown. No issues. Clarksburg to 495. That is your 9:30 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
That's definitely not sports. That is traffic. Nevertheless, thank you very much, Diana. Your WFMD Skyscan forecast brought to you by PJsRoofing.com, going up to 78 today. Right now, we have 59 outside of our WFMD studios. PJs Roofing.